Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Pod7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Hey everyone, what's good? Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark. It's your girl Ashley Mendoza. Like I promised, I have a very special guest today, but before I let her introduce herself, if you are new here, welcome. Simpin' After Dark is a podcast where I pick my favorite music, whether it's a song or an album. I get into the lyrics and then I use those to kind of explore different conversations about relationships and love, heartbreak, all that messy shit, all the good shit. And yeah, introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, I'm Almond Milk Honey.
Welcome.
You can call me Brandy if you need to.
Thank you.
Use my name at all.
Thank you. So excited to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you make music, so I feel like you'll fit right in with all this here. We like to just simp and get in our feelings, basically. Just get super vulnerable. There's nothing that is off topics, pretty much. Today we're going to be actually talking about your song that is dropping tonight. By the time this episode airs, it'll be dropping tonight. It's called Miss You. We'll play a little clip of it later. But for now, what else? I guess I could give a rundown of the rest of the episode. I guess we'll mostly be focusing on kind of spiritual stuff, like spiritual psychosis and how sometimes people go too far deep in that rabbit hole and it can lead to like the alt-right pop pipeline. And also we're drinking a little bit, so I'm a little buzzed. Don't mind me stumbling over my words. And also narcissism and the wifey paradox. I forgot what it was called. It's a TikTok. I was going to talk about it last week, but I did not have enough time. We have a lot on the menu of topics, so we'll see what we have time for. But to start off, Miss You, can you tell us a little bit about what the song was inspired by, what it's about?
Yeah, so Miss You is one of the first songs that I wrote last year that is part of going to be of the new album. Ooh. And basically it was just, I was just writing in my room and my boyfriend was on tour and it was the first time that I experienced like the whole tour life in a relationship.
Oh shit.
So yeah, I just missed him.
Aww,
and so I opened
so
up Logic. I found some cool like sounds, put together like the production, and just was kind of, it just came to me and it was super simple. And then a couple months down the line, we like built the whole world around it and like went in on the production. And yeah, it's just like a cute and fun song about missing someone and like maybe being a little bit crazy about how much you miss them.
Relatable. I feel like that's so normal for girls, especially, to act a little crazy when you're missing your boo.
Yeah, and like trying not to be crazy.
Oh my God.
But you feel a little crazy.
The more you try, it's just like, oh, yeah, I can't not.
I think literally everyone relates.
Yeah, definitely. And I love that it's still like upbeat and like, you know, you can still like dance and do all that. It's so cute. I love the production, all like the little sounds. Like there was like this one little sound in it. I like don't know what it was. It's like, yeah, I think it first,
texture.
Yeah, like during the chorus, I think it first drops in or something. Yeah. I was like, ooh, I love this. I don't know what it is, but
yeah,
it's
I had
cute.
Some amazing like producers helping me like put it together. So
that's so dope. Well, I'm sure everyone is looking forward to the album and more songs dropping. And I'm honored to have you here to kind of promote your first song from the album. That's so exciting. Yeah. But yeah, so the tour life, I can't imagine dealing with like having to have your boyfriend gone for so long. That must be, so that was your first time having to deal with that?
First time ever.
Had you ever been like on the opposite side of that? Like where you're maybe like off doing like anything like that?
No, not yet. Definitely not yet, but... Yeah, it was just, it's just, like, a whole different world, and, you know, like, I guess people could relate if they're in, like, a long-distance relationship, because essentially that's what it is, but you might even have less time, because the other person is just, like, working, and they're exhausted, and then there's, like, time zones.
Oh, yeah, the time zones, too, so it's probably harder to even match up and FaceTime or anything.
And you, and, like, there was a period where I had to... like figure out how to make it work for me with my life here, because like I would want to stay up and wait until he's awake and then we can talk, but like then I wasn't getting any sleep.
Yeah, it's like, and just so not realistic.
You have to figure out how to like still keep the focus on your own life.
Yeah, I bet. Did you guys figure out any kind of way to like still see each other or anything?
I mean, like, yeah, we would have FaceTimes when we could and stuff. I think it was just, like, being aware that there's going to be, like, a lack of communication. And just, like, giving each other the grace to, like, know that it's okay.
Yeah. Is he back now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That's
right
good.
Now, yeah.
Happy for you.
Yeah, I like when he's home.
That's good. Do you guys get to see each other more often now?
Yeah, I mean, we are, like, when he's home, we're with each other all the time.
That's good. That's good. So. Happy. Love that for you. Yeah. I guess we can go ahead and play a clip of the song then.
Ooh. All alone in my room, wondering where you are. In the dark, where it starts, hoping that you call. Destructive when you're gone and I've been alone for way too long. Way too long. Cause I get lost without you.
That little thing.
Yeah.
I love that.
And I can't help but miss you.
So cute. Thank you. It's a bop. I love it. Yeah, so that's definitely relatable. I know all the long distance relationship people can relate to that. I've definitely talked about that on here before, but I feel like it does give like a chance to figure out new ways to bond and maybe get closer and strengthen the relationship in other ways, because I feel like it forces you to have to maybe express your feelings more.
Yeah, and like also, I mean, like I remember like what it feels like when you're first dating someone and you never want to tell them how you feel. You never want to be like, hey, I miss you. But
exactly.
Like, it's okay.
True. Was this, did he go on tour when you guys were already kind of had been dating for a while, or was it still kind of new?
I think we were like a year.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it was like solid. Already.
Yeah. I don't think it would have been like,
right.
Oh my God. No, that would be so hard. And like, I don't know if I could have like handled it.
Yeah.
If it was like, oh, you just meet someone and they're like on tour.
It feels crazy, right? Like, I just met someone. Like, that's such a huge risk to take.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if they're going to be gone for a while, because it's, like, gambling, like, 6 months or however long it is. And, like, is it even going
to
work out?
And you have to trust them?
Yeah. I can imagine that, too.
Yeah, like,
I didn't want to say it, but.
It's hard, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a foundation already there, which helped a lot.
That's good. Yeah, and I'm sure just. It was so nice seeing each other after, so.
Yeah.
It's exciting. All right, what else about the song? I didn't write down any lyrics, but I can't wait till it's all on Genius Lyrics. So do you make a lot of your music in your room? Is that how everything is inspired like that?
Well, you know, all my older music was stuff that I mentioned briefly before, but like I was signed to a label like right away after my first single ever. And so a lot of that was like, you know, sessions with people that you don't know and like just writers and producers in and out and you never see them again. And for this album, and you know, I've been independent for almost 2 years now, it's been more about like what feels real to me and less about like making songs that are so good, like they're gonna get so many streams, they're gonna be a hit.
It's like more expectations of like, on it.
Yeah, and it's like, well, what do I like? What do I like to talk about? What do I like to sing about? And like learning how to produce and all that. So a lot of it is stuff that I've made at home. And then I had I found a team that would like help me bring it to life.
Okay.
And make it listenable.
Yeah.
And like hear my ideas and be like, okay, we'll go here.
Yeah, because I'm sure at first it's like you put something down and it's like you have an idea of what it is in your head. Yeah. But then like you need help
to bring that idea to life all the time. And
yeah. Yeah. So I'm sure that's like frustrating for like people that are first starting with writing music. I don't know. Like, did you have to deal with that? How long have you been making music?
Putting out music since like 2019. But like writing lyrics and poems and stuff was like pretty much my whole life. But yeah, it's like it's a whole journey. And having that experience where it was like very industry heavy before I kind of knew who I was as an artist was really hard.
Yeah, because especially like getting signed right off the bat too, that probably like didn't give you enough room to see for yourself like what you want.
Yeah, and then I mean, like, to be. I'm writing with like people who have won Grammys and like have been like made these incredible songs, and then I go independent and I'm like, oh my god, like can I even write a song
that's good? I'm sure that's scary.
And so it's like it's just personal development and then like learning how to let go of like writing a song that's so good and just writing a song that you love.
Yeah. So I feel like this song, Miss You, has been like really organic and just like you've just been dropping snippets on TikTok and like giving people a little taste of it. And it's super catchy. So I'm sure everyone's been waiting and is super excited for it.
I'm excited. Yeah.
All right. Let's get into some of this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Some of this crazy shit because it's a lot. All right. So when I talk about spiritual psychosis, I feel like I've seen different things a lot on TikTok, but also, I mean, I guess most of it starts from TikTok. That's why I love TikTok. It's just, it opens your eyes to so many crazy topics, right? Mm-hmm. But I remember earlier this year, Teal Swan, who is like a spiritual leader, like trauma, she called herself something. I was watching part of her documentary on Hulu last night. She was like, I'm a pain specialist expert. I forgot what she said, but it was like really weird. I'm like, what are you talking about? But she basically funded a documentary about herself. It aired and it made her look really bad. And then everybody on TikTok was just like dissecting it, like ripping her to shreds because she just came off like, oh my God, you guys need to watch it for yourself. I'll explain one clip that I saw. I didn't finish watching it, but this guy, she's having a retreat with a bunch of people. And they all look at her like she's literally Jesus Christ. Like, I swear to God. And they interview her followers. And, like, the way they talk about her is, like, intense. Like, they're just, like, Teal. Like, oh, my God. Like, she's everything. She's literally, like, somebody literally was, like, she's, like, I picture her like Jesus Christ. I'm, like, wow, y'all need to take a step back. But so it's a retreat. And this guy asks her, like, who do you look up to, right? I feel like that's a normal question. Everybody should look up to someone, even if you're, like, the best in the field. And then she got really defensive and told him basically, like, okay, so if you went around the world and you found the fastest runner out there and then you told them, like, well, I don't believe you're the fastest runner because you don't look up to another person that's a runner that's faster. So I just take offense, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, are you telling me that I'm not safe because I don't look up to somebody? Like, what the fuck are you saying? Like, starts cussing at him. I'm like, whoa, lady, like, take it down a notch. But it was just so narcissistic. So I could see why people were saying that, you know, because sometimes on TikTok things get taken out of proportion. So like, yeah. I wanted to take a look at it for myself, and like even just not even finishing the first episode, I feel like there's like a few, like maybe four episodes, I was already convinced like this lady is wild. So I feel like people
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And I'm also super into, like, cults.
Yeah.
Like, that shit fascinates me.
You know, I was literally thinking the other day. I've been thinking about it a lot. It's been coming up a lot. I feel like we're in the age of cults again. But it's, like, yeah. So rebranded.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Because think of, like, the way that people have these followings on social media. And they're not always bad. You know, they're, like, yeah. People make really good. They're good influences. But there are some people who,
like, stans.
Stan
behavior,
and some of it, like, you know, it's fun, and I hate, like, the whole thing where people just, like, shit on anything teen girls love, you know. Yeah. I think stan culture can be fun, but I think sometimes when you're young and impressionable, it can be a little bit cult-like.
Yeah, because there's the ones that take it too far and it becomes unhealthy.
Yeah,
like to the point where they're bashing people online that they don't know because, like, they said something slightly off about their fave.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you going so hard? Like, the Cardi and Nicki stans are so wild. Like, they're everywhere on Twitter. Like, everything I see about, like, Cardi, I'll look in the comments, and it's, like, all the Nicki stans, like, saying shit about Cardi. And it's, like, something that nobody was even talking about the other person. And, like, they just come rushing in. Like, it's their whole life's, like, devotion.
Yeah, like, which is, like, I get it, like, you love, you maybe you love someone that is, like, an artist or you look up to them, but some of it is just a little bit much.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me too, like, when you were talking about your song about, like, missing someone and, like, learning to, like, still have your own life.
Yeah,
it's, like, the same thing, because, like, it is, like, natural when you love someone to want to obsess over them and make them your everything. But, like, if you take a step back and see you haven't, like, prioritized your own life and you've been stuck in this bubble, that's scary.
And I think also, like, if someone is healthy mentally, they want you to, like, have your own opinions on things.
Exactly.
Like, and, like, you know, it's never fun when you see someone getting attacked for, like, saying something bad about you. I'm just like, you know, people can say what they want to say. And
yeah.
It's just better to ignore it.
Yeah. Have you ever had anyone say anything bad about you?
Oh, my God, girl. Like, come on now.
Oh, my God. Wait, spill.
Yeah, I mean, well, I've been in internet presence with a platform for years.
Yeah, we were just talking about your viral picture.
Yeah, we were talking about that. And, I've had a platform for a long time and super young. And I've had moments that, like, I have just said dumb things that, like, those were good learning moments. People being, like, holding you accountable for what you say. And then there have just been other times where, you know, people just, they don't like you, and you know, people look for a reason to demonize you or like even glorify you on the other spectrum. And it's like, yeah, it's just what the internet is.
Yeah.
And you just kind of have to accept it now.
Just like learn to navigate it.
Yeah, it's hard because yeah. It's like you kind of just have to know yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And just like have people around you that can keep you grounded and remind you to just be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's I feel like if you don't, you could, or if you have yes men, mm-hmm. which reminds me of like Kanye and like this teal lady, like everyone around her is just like enabling her. Like they would have like meetings like at the dining table where like everyone's just like egging her on, like she's just having like a meltdown every day, and I'm like, what is happening right now?
And the thing is, like, people don't realize that is so harmful for you. Like it feels good to have people telling you you don't do anything wrong, you're perfect, we love you, but it is so bad for you.
Yeah, it literally makes you, it can lead to like spiritual psychosis to where you can think that you're God. And I feel like we're seeing a lot of that mm-hmm. right now with like Kanye and Trump and people just wanting to believe everything that they say. Like even like Andrew Tate, like if you, he's back on Twitter and I was like, oh my God. So I went to go block him, but I just like went to his timeline just to like look, just cause I was like curious. And seeing all the replies of like these boys is mind blowing. They're literally like, Andrew Tate, the top G, my Lord and Savior. He saved my life. Thank you so much. I'm like, what the fuck did he do for you?
And you know what? That's specifically hilarious to me in the sense that like people love to make fun of teenage girls for being stans. But like, look at these incel boys.
The way that they're behaving.
Because the stuff that they will like swallow and then believe themselves from, like, for example, Andrew Tate is so alarming.
Yeah, like the way they literally glorify him and think he's their literal Lord and Savior, and he's like trying to be like, what, he just like converted to Islam or something, I think.
I'll be honest, I don't know anything about him other than like his general like rhetoric.
Yeah, no, he's wild. I just didn't, like, seen people stitching stuff because some girl stitched some guy that was like, oh, we forgive you, Andrew Tate, because, like, you're our brother now, like, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know what they were talking about, but the way that men are so quick to just forgive him because they think that he's better now is just crazy to me. And then how you're, like, comparing it to, like, teenage girls and just, like, girls in general. Anything mm-hmm. that, like, girls or women do is just, like, shunned. Or I saw a video talking about how guilty pleasures are always, like, centered around feminine
girl things.
Yeah. And then,
like, when do you ever ask a guy, what's your guilty pleasure?
Yeah. And if they always are, like, oh, rom-coms. I'm like, like, why? And then simple pleasures are all, like, things that guys like. So I was like, that is a good point. That is a great point.
Yeah. Yes. That says a lot.
And back to, like, the spiritual psychosis shit, because one of the videos that I sent you was about this girl talking about how if you're in a relationship and you're talking to your boyfriend and he's saying things that you don't want him to be saying, here's what I want you to do, like, giving a step-by-step. She's like, I want you to just, like, focus in your head and picture him saying all the things that you want him to be saying. If, like, if he's saying he doesn't love you anymore and he doesn't want to be together, I want you in your head say, like, I love you. Like, I want to be with you forever. Basically, something like that. From what I remember, I was, like, so shocked. Like, that shit is not normal. It's borderline, like, schizophrenic. Like, I don't really know the details of schizophrenia, but, like, I have heard of people that go too far deep into like the spiritual shit and end up schizophrenic.
I mean, that is so, like, when I saw that, it's unbelievable for many different reasons.
Yeah.
Levels. But I just feel like maybe you aren't doing it in a toxic way, which I don't see how pretending what someone says is something else isn't toxic, but maybe you aren't, but like, you probably shouldn't be around others.
Yeah.
I just feel like that is so unbelievably, like, not even, like, just narcissistic. It's very delusional. And then it's also, like, you treat people as if they serve to just reflect whatever you want to hear. And that's not life.
Yeah.
And that's not what another person's value is.
Yeah. And it's kind of just, like, taking away everybody around you's agency.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They're telling you they don't, like, want to be with you.
They're, yeah, like, everything.
Yeah, like, it takes a lot to tell someone, I don't want to be with you anymore. And then you're sitting there in your head just, like, blocking it out, like, rewriting the story.
I mean, that sounds really scary.
It's kind of abusive.
That's really scary. I would not want to deal with someone like
that. It's abusive. Like, if it was, like, a man doing that shit to a woman, like, it would be abusive. And yeah. I just think it's, like, the manifestation girlies taking shit too far. Like, there's, like, you know, I believe in, like, manifesting and all that, but, like everything, you got to take it with a grain of salt and know that it can only do so much. Like, you can't sit there and rewrite what's happening. If someone's saying they don't want to be with you, just, like, let it go. That's too far, and, like, work on yourself. And I feel like this all stems from, like, all of this, like, the people that, like, fall for cults or, like, spiritual, mm-hmm. like, the faux spiritual leaders. It's all people that are in a really broken, vulnerable state that are seeking some sort of guidance and seeking to fill this hole in their heart. And they can't figure out where to do it. So they're just, like, so susceptible to anyone telling them, like, oh, if you just think hard enough, like, you're going to make everything better.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up.
I was just talking about this the other day, like, with people who are specifically, like, mentally a little unwell. Or they're on, like, the verge of, like, they just need help mentally, yeah, with their, like, mental health. Some of this, like, spiritual stuff can really do so much harm. And just because, like, it's hard enough when you're dealing with mental illness to know what is real sometimes. And, like, adding in this other, like, because, like, I went through it with, like, law of attraction stuff. I was so, like, I can't think about anything bad or something bad will happen to me. It got
scary.
To the point where it was very obsessive. And yeah. It was very invalidating towards, like, me healing through things. And I'd be like, I never went through that because I don't want to attract it, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, it like, hinders your ability to, like, be a human being.
To learn how to process the good and the bad. Because, like, you can't just push down all, like, the negative thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm so grateful when I see, like, people, like, the actual spiritual people that say it's okay to have negative thoughts, like, you're not gonna manifest something bad happening,
yeah,
in your life. It's like, it's such a relief, yes, to hear somebody say that.
And I was just gonna say, like, if you are this person, because I can't tell you how badly I needed someone who also was spiritual to tell me, like, it's okay to, yeah, have moments where you're depressed or you're going through, like, you're trying to heal your trauma and you're working through it. You're not going to attract that. And, like, yeah, it's okay. And, like, you don't have to, like, because I know I would just feel so scared.
Yeah. Like, you're already having these negative thoughts. And then on top of that, people, you're like, fuck, I'm going to make something bad happen. Yeah. Like, what if you have OCD? Like, you have intrusive, exactly, thoughts. Like, that cannot be good. Yeah. So I just think people that are having these huge followings need to be held accountable more. And I'd like to see more other spiritual leaders, like, call them out on it, because you never know how young these people are, and young people are very impressionable. You don't know what these people are going through. I think, and, like, even Teal Swan talks about at one point, she's like, and I realize, like, what a money-making industry this is, because mm-hmm. she has, like, millions of followers. So I think people just see that it's a growing industry and that it's, like, very profitable. And they don't think about, like, who's on the other end of that. Like, there could be, like, literal, like, suicidal teens listening to you just, yeah, going through shit. And it's just, like, so dangerous. But, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then there's another, I feel like these all kind of overlap, like, the spiritual. Okay, so I'll explain where the overlap is. But the spiritual and then, like, the Christian couple type of TikTok / YouTubers. There's a lot of crazy shit I've seen on TikTok. I don't really go on YouTube too much, but luckily people post the clips on TikTok for me to see. But Okay, so I've also seen, I don't know if you've seen, people that talk about, like, the spiritual stuff and then, like, the divine, feminine, and masculine. And it starts to kind of sound just like these super...
Turfy.
Yeah, well, turfy for sure. And then, like, the, like, Christian values. Like, when people start also talking about, mm-hmm. like, high energy or low energy. Like, if someone was like, oh... Almond Milk Honey's music is low vibrational.
Low vibrational.
Like, what are you talking about? What does this mean? Like, do they think someone's, like, sitting there, like, inputting bad vibes into, like, the music or into
also,
the
and
movies?
And it also goes back to, like, okay, even if something is low vibrational, do you think that life is just about only having high moments all of the time?
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, it goes back to, like, toxic happiness, like toxic positivity,
just spiritual bypassing and pretending nothing bad exists.
Yeah, you're just like setting people up to not know how to deal with negative things.
Exactly.
Like, you can't just, like, every time something bad happens, put on some high vibrational music or a high vibrational show and, like, everything is gonna be better. You can't just high vibe it away. So yeah. It's really weird, and I see, like, how it can lead from one end to the other end with, like, a lot of these femininity coaches. And there's some that, like, I could fuck with, I can respect, they have some cool things to say, mm-hmm. but some of them just straight up, like, sound like conservative
repackaging Christianity.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this? Yeah. Like, talking about just not casual dating, like, no sex before marriage, like, don't, like, that one girl that went super viral, she was talking about, like, men don't like loud women. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's so fucking weird to sit here and say what all men like. Like, there aren't, like, millions of men out there married to loud-ass women, and they don't love it. Like,
and my thing is, like, so you're saying you want to fundamentally change who you are as a human being just to attract a man?
Exactly. Like, okay, so you caught him... So now you're just going to pretend forever?
For what?
For the rest of the relationship?
Because now you're not even being loved for who you are.
Exactly. Like, this is a lose-lose situation. Yeah. Like, how are you winning? I know you
and
don't think
day,
catching a man was winning.
One day the jig is going to be up. So
I guess not unless you fake it forever. Yeah. Apparently that's their plan. It's really weird. And then there's just the straight up Christian people that are just like, this is what it is. They don't try to repackage it as spiritual or divine, feminine, whatever. They're just like, we're Christian, whatever. And I sent you that one TikTok that I saw of, like, a couple on YouTube. They're talking about, like, their first domestic dispute. And I was, like, looking for it after on TikTok. I, like, typed in, like, Christian YouTubers. And there's, like, a whole genre on TikTok of people, like, doing parodies of them. So I was, like, cracking up because they're too on point. But basically it was like their first dispute. They're married and the husband was like on a long flight and he got home or she called him and he was like, what's for dinner or something? And she was like, well, there's like pizza or like, I just made a sandwich for myself, like whatever. And he's like, well, I kind of want a home cooked meal after this long flight. And she's like, okay, like, what do you want? He's like, well, I wish you would have anticipated my needs. Like, I wish dinner would have just been ready. Like, you should know that after a long flight, I just want a home-cooked meal and that this meal should be ready for me by the time I get home. And then at the end, they're like, all right, now it's time to compromise. Like, first of all, my mind's blown. They're, like, recording all this and, like, you see this and then you upload it. And then their compromise is, like, he's like, maybe I'll, like, think more first and let you know my needs, maybe. And her compromise is, like, she'll anticipate his needs more. Like, it was just so
it wasn't
wild
even
and
a
weird.
Compromise.
Yeah. I was like, does she know
it?
What a compromise is?
That video was honestly appalling to me.
I don't understand it.
Like, I can't say it's surprising because, like, I grew up with a super Christian, like, household.
Oh, really?
And my parents, yeah. And it was, like, that was, like, normal rhetoric to be like, the woman provides for the I guess like basically does provide for the man and the man just like brings the money and whatever.
I literally was just thinking about that today. I was like, men, like, they talk about like they're the providers and like women provide in other ways.
Oh my god. And like they're always on the clock in that type of
yeah.
dynamic. And like I can't say I'm surprised because I know I've grown up with people who end up being those people and then I've been like, taught by other people, this is how you're supposed to do it. And it always rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I just, like, can only hope that by her posting that, like, she sees how many women are like, this is not, like, you're not an equal in this dynamic.
I doubt it. I feel like they probably already have, like, a bunch of subscribers. Because I feel like I've seen their videos before. I was looking for one that I told you I was going to send you, and I couldn't find it. And I can't, it was more about, like, sex, though. And then that's when I sent you the other one, the other younger girl, where she's like, the most dangerous thing you could do. Or what'd she say? The most messed up thing? One of the most evil things a woman can do in her relationship is withhold sex. And I feel like this was around the same time there was another video going around of another woman where she's like, the most dangerous thing you could do. I'm like, why are you guys talking about it this way? Like, it's dangerous and evil. Like, dangerous? Like, why? Like, what's going to happen?
First of all, autonomy is never dangerous.
Yeah, like, it's so weird. And then the one that I sent you where she's like, the most evil thing, Teffy, actually, I don't know if you followed Teffy. Yeah. She, like, stitched it. I don't know if you saw her stitch, but she was like, okay, like, so starve then. Like, people are literally comparing sex to food and water, like, a basic need. Like, basic needs, food and water and air. You're going to throw sex in there?
I mean, and I think there's a difference between, like, having needs in a relationship that you need to feel fulfilled and loved and happy, right? Like,
yeah.
Maybe you're a sexual person and, like, you need to feel connected. But, like, that still doesn't mean that you get to demand that the other person gives you the things that you claim that you need.
Yeah, and then, like, to promote, like, that rhetoric that it's dangerous is, like, why is that dangerous, though? Like, if you don't give it to them,
what,
like,
are they going to do?
They're going to cheat? Are they going to beat you up? Like,
maybe you shouldn't be with someone who is going to create a dangerous scenario.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Dangerous. Like, that's, like, such specific language to use. And to call it evil, like, I think anyone that's been on TikTok long enough has, like, figured out that, you know, because we've all heard that rhetoric growing up that, like, oh, once you're married for so long, like, sex goes out the window.
Yeah.
And then you even, like, maybe, like, for myself, I know I can say this for myself, I would be like, that's fucked up. Like, why? Like, you should still be having sex. Like, why aren't you fucking your husband? Because they always make it seem like it's, like, the husband wants to have sex and the woman doesn't want to. But then, like, growing up, and then for me, like, it was mostly TikTok, like, at my big ass age that, like, it opened my eyes. I'm like, this is why these women don't want to have sex with their husbands. It's because of, like, what was that word that everyone was talking about? Incompetency. No, weaponized incompetence.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, okay, yeah, because they've been cleaning up after this grown-ass man for years while he pretends he doesn't know how to do shit around the house.
And it's
why
not hot.
Why would she want to fuck you?
That's not hot.
That's not hot.
To, like, be somebody's mom and then obviously you don't want to fuck them.
Yeah.
Because now you feel like you're their mom.
Exactly. Like, there's nothing intimate about that. Like, foreplay, it's so much more than just the literal shit you're doing when you're starting to have sex. Like, it starts at the beginning of the day. I seen somebody say that foreplay starts, like, the second you stop having sex or something like that. It's, like, leading up to the next.
Yeah.
I was like, that makes sense. Because it's, like, yeah, in the morning, like, a phone call at lunch, like, whatever. It's the way you're talking to each other all day long.
And then, like, people are realizing for the first time that, like, if you treat your partner with love and respect, like, they might want to, like...
Wow, like, mind-blowing. Who could have thought?
Which is, like, hilarious, but...
Bless these women. And I feel like probably a lot of men see it, and it is opening their eyes. So good for them and good for those women. But then there is the men that don't, and they fall into, like, the pipeline of, well, I'm a man, and that's not... That's not masculine for me to help around the house. Like, my job is to only provide financially.
Which, and they just need help because,
yeah,
that's a lot to undo.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I just saw something, too, about, like, Thanksgiving. Somebody was like, make sure to involve your sons in, like, the preparation of the food and make sure to make them help clean up afterward and stuff, too. And it's literally little things like that. Mm-hmm. It makes so much sense. I feel like I've talked about it on the podcast before, but I was dating this guy and they were having like a family dinner, and like literally the men were just like not doing shit. I was like getting so irritated, and his mom was like throwing shade at me because she knows that I'm like feminist, and she's like, oh, Ashley is gonna hate this. And I was like, yeah, bitch, you're right. And it's crazy how women just like reinforce that behavior.
Oh my gosh. God. Yeah, like, especially like some moms.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I've never been in a situation with a mom like that of like a partner. Never. But I could never do it either. Because I'd also be like,
it's weird.
How much of this have you actually unpacked and like reversed in your head that you're not expecting me to act the same way that maybe your mother did?
Yeah. It's so fucking weird. Like, they're literally just trying to pass him off. Like, all right, well, I'm not his mom now. So once he finds someone, she's going to take over mom duties for him. Like, that's not what happens in a relationship. The girl isn't there to take over mom duties. Like, you're supposed to be a wife and a partner. Like, we're supposed to be equal in this shit together. And that's why I hate all this, like, divine feminine masculine shit. Because it's just, like, reinforcing the worst setup you could possibly have in a relationship. Like, that shit is just not maintainable.
And the thing is, like, if that is how you are naturally, like, for me, I love doing things that are, like, considered more of like the woman's role, like in my relationship, like,
yeah.
And even like with this situation where the guy was expecting his wife to have a meal and then he threw a fit when she didn't do that,
yeah,
like I've done that for my boyfriend. Like, I know he's coming home from a flight from like a tour, and I'm, you know, doing something really cute, making sure there's food ready, but that's because I want to, and he would never expect that, and let alone like punish me.
Exactly. And I'm sure like you want to do that out of just the kindness of your heart because he makes you happy.
But once that expectation is there, like, it's not even, you're not even, the gesture isn't even like pure.
Yeah, because now it's not like something you want to do, it's just something that has to be done or else you're not a good wifey.
And that's, I think that's the difference, is like a lot of women do want to do certain things that are considered,
it's
like
so natural, I feel like, to want to do those things.
Yeah, and maybe you don't, either way, like, but telling other people and like trying to influence other people to be like, this is how you should be, is so crazy to me.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about that, like these girls are like influencers, like spreading this type of mentality around. Like, just trying to, like, prep young girls to just have to be this certain way.
And the craziest thing to me is, like, if my friends are listening, they're going to be so annoyed at this part because it's all I talk about now. Like, I'm in therapy and I love it.
Good for you.
And my thing is, like, when I've watched these videos you've sent me, I'm like, these people are so untherapized. Like, they're so unaware of themselves.
Yeah, I feel like they haven't really taken the time to think deeply, even a little bit, about anything.
And, like, even about how things make them feel. Like, I mean, at the end of that conversation with the YouTuber couple, like, their compromise, like we said, was just, okay, you should know how to anticipate what I want so I don't have to say it. Like, that wasn't even a compromise. You're just agreeing to what was originally the problem.
Yeah, and like the thing is, like, anticipating someone's needs, like, that's fine, but the way he was saying it made me feel like I was a server for 10 years and like that's like a server's job, anticipate the guest's needs. And that's like the felt, like, it rubbed me the wrong way. He made it seem like that's her job to anticipate his needs, like she needs to be anticipating his needs at all time. It's like, okay, if she has time, she'll get to it. Like, why are you making her feel like she did something wrong?
And, like, is it that hard to speak up for yourself?
Yeah, like, just say. I'm sure if you would have just asked, she would have done it. She even said that. She's like, if you would have just let me know. But maybe, like, why don't you just let me know what you're thinking? Yeah. And he's like, no. Like, that's still not enough for him. Like, she has to read his mind.
And you can tell he was not over that. Like, he's revisiting that. Like, that was not the end of the conversation.
You know, he'd been thinking about that since
his body language. Like, he got angry all over again. I was like,
yeah. He was getting all passionate again. I was like, sir, we need to take it down a notch. Yeah, she is not your living maid.
Yeah, like, I want to free her.
I know. I need to go find their channel and figure out if they're, like, together. Like, well, they're married, so they're together. But if anything has happened since then, I'll give an update next week.
Yeah.
But what it seems like to me is just, like, this is who they are. This is what they're like. And that also reminds me of that other TikTok that I sent you about that girl. I wrote down her name. George is an angry girl. That was her TikTok, where she's talking about how, like, a lot of these young girls that end up in marriages very young, it's because of, like, this pressure, mostly from religion, mm-hmm. to only date, like, one guy, maybe two guys. Mm-hmm. Just find them and then marry them. And then they're stuck with this decision that they made when they were, like, 16, 17, 18 years old, like, really young. And I don't think people realize how young you are when you're that age.
No, because when you're that age, you, first of all, you didn't even listen to anybody else. I know. They could tell you'd be like, screw you. Like.
And it's so crazy how, like, back then, even, like, high school felt like 10 years long. Yeah. And then after you graduate high school, the next 4 years fly by. And you're like, damn, I could have done high school two times over now. And now it's 10 years later. And, yeah, I don't think they realize how much you change from, like, 18 to 28, just 10 years later, and to pick someone and make it through. And I know couples that have done that, so shout out to Alexa, she's been on the podcast, my cousin. And, like, they've been together forever. I think she was older than that, but it takes a lot of work to grow up with someone. It's like a conscious effort to grow together and to allow each other to grow, and then to decide, like, do I still love you? Because you could be a completely different person at the end of that.
And you most likely will.
Yeah, so it's hard. And especially, I think it works if, like, you've gone to therapy or mm-hmm. if you take the time to be self-aware and reflect. But I feel like a lot of these people that are, like, divine feminine, masculine, and, oh, like, I'm super Christian, like, I don't think they think that deeply about shit. It feels like they just take it as, like, what it is. And it has to do with, like, being so hardcore about a religion, because you just, like, take what's on the paper, on the book, and you're like, that's what they said it is, so that's what it must be, without questioning it. I feel like it's, like, ingrained into your brain that it's not good to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I grew up Catholic and just asking questions. Like, I never got the answers that I was seeking. Like, nothing made sense to me. I would ask questions, and they would just kind of, like, shove it off. Like, I was trying to have a deep, like, conversation, and nobody would be able to entertain it.
Especially being a girl growing up with that. If you even asked the question, like, that act in itself was seen as, like, rebellious.
Yeah. So I feel like it disencourages, like, critical thought,
mm-hmm.
or for you, like, independent thought.
Yeah. Because it's okay if you believe these things to an extent. Like, it's okay if you are a Christian or if you're spiritual. But, like, it's important to question what you believe and why you believe it.
And that's how you, I think, gain, like, a deeper, like, sense of whatever it is you're practicing, is by asking questions. Like, that's, like, why that guy, when he asked Teal about who she looks up to, like, that was such a red flag. Because if she can't even say she looks up to someone, then what are you doing?
And
there's
honestly,
no way, nobody in the world.
I'm not going to lie. I've said that before. I've been that person. But that was when I was very untherapized and, like,
see,
deeply,
but,
like, in my own shit. So, yeah, that's proof.
Yeah, like, see, but, like, you grew and, like, you learned. Like, I say on here all the time, like, I used to be a pick me. Like, and that's, like, you have to learn and grow to, you have to unlearn. It's a lot of unlearning. And I think that's what people are uncomfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, with Teal, like, she's a grown-ass woman. She looks like she's, like, in her 30s, and she still has this mentality. And she has, like, people, she does live events with, like, thousands of people, like, hundreds of people, and brings people on stage. And she's not even, like, a licensed therapist or anything, and does this healing for them. And she looks up to nobody. Like, that's such
Slay.
A red
flag. No, it's a red, it's a
girl
huge
boss.
Red flag. Like,
yeah.
I'd be like, so your only reference is yourself. Like,
that's crazy to me. And it's like, not even like, okay, if you want to think you're the most, like, spiritual person alive, because she is like, I don't know if she's like clairvoyant or like she can read people's minds, whatever. So she's like, I've never met anyone that could do it like me. Like, okay, but you don't look up to nobody in no other way. Like, there's nobody that you look up to. It doesn't even have to mean that they're better than you. Just, you have to, like, look up to somebody or admire somebody other than yourself.
I feel like if you're incapable of admitting that, like, there's room for you to learn or grow, like, that says so much about you. And you're exactly. most likely, like, a narcissist.
Yeah, especially as, like, a spiritual leader type of person. I feel like anybody that was actually spiritual would know that, like, you don't know anything. Exactly, like, you have to be constantly yeah. learning. So that's a red flag if you're, like, following somebody that has that mentality. Red flag. That's a narcissist in hiding.
Be careful.
Yes. So we can talk about the wifey material paradox now. It kind of ties into everything. And actually, I have it. Let me see if I could play it on the Bluetooth.
Called the WMP, the wifey material paradox. And the wifey material paradox is essentially when men will say to a woman, like, you know, why would I buy the cow when I can get the milk for free, right? Essentially, why would I marry you if I'm getting all the benefits of marriage, of being a husband, right? Like, you cooking for me, cleaning for me, having sex with me without me having to marry you, right? And, like, to a certain level, that has, like, a little bit of merit, we'll say. It's still stupid because you buy the cow so that no one else can get the milk for free. But like that, we'll push that to the side for right now. But when men say that and then women respond with, okay, well, fine. I won't do all those things. I won't cook for you. I won't clean for you. I won't have sex with you until I do get a ring on my finger, until I am married, right? And then y'all respond to that with, oh, well, that's why you single. That's why you gonna die alone. That's why don't nobody want you, because you're not gonna put in the work. Like, what do you expect women to do then? Like, what's the solution to that? Because if they do the wifely duties before being a wife, you're not going to marry them because they're doing the wifely duties before being a wife. But if they don't do the wifely duties before being a wife, then you won't marry them because you don't know if they'll do the wifely duties. Like, what is the solution? Like, what's the solution, fellas? I really want a man to come on here and tell me, all right, how are women supposed to navigate that? Because the only solution I can see is that you never cared about marriage in the first place, right? Like, you never cared to marry in the first place. You only dangle marriage as a little carrot in front of women's faces. Like, I know you care about this, so I'm going to hold it here, but, like, I'm never going to marry you because that's not important to me. But keep it being important to you. Like, make it important to you, but, like, it's never going to be important to me. So, like, how are women supposed to navigate that? Because, like, as a man, I don't know how I would navigate that. Like, as a man, I would have the same response that women have. Like, well, fuck it. I'm not going to do none of that shit then. I'm going to just be single because this is bullshit. Like, I really want to know, because that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any logical sense whatsoever. And y'all know it doesn't. And yet y'all will continue to push that. And then again, going back to what I said, you buy the cow because you are the only person that wants the milk, right? Like, you want to get the milk exclusively. Like, that's why you get the cow. But I want y'all to answer, like, because that's a paradox, bro. You can't bullshit your way out of paradox. You can't double standard your way out of paradox. Can somebody answer for me and tell me how women are supposed to navigate that? Because there's no sense to be had in it.
He spat.
Yeah, that was real.
And it's so true. Do you want to get married? And if you do or don't, have your feelings about marriage changed over time?
I mean, yeah, when I was, like, a teenager, you think you know everything, and I'm like, I'm never getting married, I'm never having kids.
When you were a teenager, you felt that way?
Yeah, now I'm like, I would love to get married to, like, someone that makes me want to get married.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get married just for the sake of being married. Like, there's no purpose to me for that. But he was just so, like, he made so many great points.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's so important to know who you're with. Because I think this was in one of the other videos that we will talk about like girls staying forever.
Oh, yeah.
Before they get a ring on it. Absolutely not. Could not be me. Because if that's what you want for yourself, you need to have that boundary, or you need to know this is something that you're both working towards.
Yeah. So kind of like a timeline.
Yeah.
Versus, yeah, I don't know if you watched the show The Ultimatum.
Yep, I did.
Yep. I talked about it on here and with my friend Steph. She's a licensed therapist. So like, she's always just like calling out anything like toxic I'm saying. I love it. She's like, yeah, like ultimatums are toxic. So we're like, okay, so like, what's a healthier way? And she was like, definitely just having a timeline and it being like your expectation and then setting like, okay, I would like to be married and communicating that and working towards that versus like, I need a ring or else. So I loved clearing that up because that show, it was just like fucking crazy. But
And like also when you get to that point with someone where you're giving them an ultimatum, like do you even, like for me, I want to be proposed to because they want to marry me.
Yeah.
Not that I had to tell them you're either marrying me or I'm out of here.
Yeah. What's like the point? You should have just talked about it by now and like had like, okay, when do we want to be married by? Like have a plan. You need to have a plan. Like if you're not having plans in your relationship, it's not really going to be going anywhere. Like there's not going to be a direction. It's just kind of, it's just going along kind of at that point.
I think people are scared to talk about like those bigger topics too. Like, I mean, unfortunately there are so many stories of women who like end up not being able to have children because they spend their whole lives in a relationship with someone they didn't realize didn't want kids.
God.
And then you,
that blows my mind. I'm like, how did you guys never talk about that?
And that's exactly it. And I think that also has a lot to do with like women wanting to be that perfect partner that doesn't like come on too strong or too domineering. So you're scared to bring up these things that
like the cool girl,
the cool girl.
Yeah.
You want to be a cool girl and you don't want to talk about like, hey, I want to get married. Do you want to get married? And also people are scared to do that earlier on.
Yeah. Which is like, you should, but I can understand why that would be.
I think there's a way to do it. I think it's less like, oh, I want to marry you. And it's more like, you know, marriage and kids, if that's something that's important to you, being like, this is what I want for myself.
Yeah, without having to be like, with you.
Yeah, get married. With you. We need to have
five
babies.
Kids. We're going to have five kids. It's like more like, well, I want kids and I want to get married. So that's out there now. Because then nobody can pull the, like, well, I didn't know. Like, how was I supposed to know, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But the wifey paradox, yeah, that's crazy. I remember I stitched something on TikTok one time, too, because this girl was, like, cleaning up, like, her Sneaky Link's house, like, vacuuming and everything. I was like, girl, not the Sneaky Link. But, yeah, I feel like it's kind of hard to... Because I get what he's saying, and I do kind of feel like there are wifey versus girlfriend duties.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's so hard when you love someone to not to do all the wifey duties for them. But I don't know. I guess you just have to, like, set boundaries for yourself.
Yeah, I think it's, like, not doing things that you don't want to do. Because, like I said, that's kind of a fine line.
Yeah.
And if you are just doing things because you feel like it's going to make you look better, maybe just don't do it unless that person, maybe that's something you guys have talked about, but
yeah,
it is hard. Cause I mean, when you love someone, like for me, I just want to like do everything for them to make their life easier.
Yeah. But I guess that's a good thing too. If you are like having boundaries, cause if you're wanting to do all this stuff for someone, then most likely it's because they're treating you right.
Yeah.
But then it's like, you just got to make sure that you're not doing all this stuff just so that they will love you and keep you.
Yeah. And like, respect yourself. And like, it sounds so preachy, but it's only from experience and learning that I can say this. But like, respect yourself enough to only do these things for people who are reciprocating. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be in the same way, but if they're showing appreciation and gratitude and they're saying thank you, like, don't settle for someone who's not, and you're just like, I'm this unsung hero, I'm a martyr for doing all this. Like, it's not cute, and it's like you're only hurting yourself.
Yeah, I, like, can't stand when people try to be the martyr either, because it's like you're doing it to yourself. Like, at some point, you have to, like, take a step back, and sometimes you're doing it to yourself.
Exactly.
Like, we've all been there, like, just doing the thankless jobs. Like, even if it's, like, roommates or, like, living with your parents at home or, like, it could be in a relationship, whatever, like doing something and then getting mad about it when you're not saying anything. Like,
and that's as an Aries person, like when I see people I love and care about in that situation, it's so hard for me to like deliver this message nicely. But I'm always like, girl, you're doing it to yourself.
Yeah. And like sometimes people just need to hear it like that, just like straight up. Because yeah. You can't be complaining and not saying something. And yeah. And like life is just about balance. Because then it's also like speaking up. But is there like such thing as speaking up too much when it comes to your boundaries? I don't know. I don't think so. But I don't know. I guess it's like I'm just like neurotic. So maybe some things, it's my Virgo. I'm just like, when it comes to doing things around the house, like it has to be done my way.
I'm a Virgo Mars and I'm exactly the same way.
It sucks because like it feels like sometimes I have to like take a step back and talk to myself and be like, okay, it's not that serious.
Yeah, but like, for me,
to me,
serious.
It feels serious. It's serious. It feels like life or death. To me, it's real fucking serious.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'm like, is it worth it? Probably not. Probably not. Like, is it, you know?
Yeah,
because it depends on what it is.
My boyfriend will be like making the bed, and like even if it's at his house, I'll like redo it and make it how I
make. Oh my god! Yeah, I'm exactly the same with like making the bed or just like loading the dishwasher or like the couch, like fluffing all the like everything. It has to be perfect, and it like to me, I'm like, how do you not want it done like this? But I don't know. Maybe it's neurotic.
Probably a little bit, but
if that's what you like. But it looks nice, okay.
Yeah.
Making a house a home over here.
Yeah.
But what was that other video, the one that you were talking about? Like girls that
I think
stay
it
too
was
long.
Something about the
Oh, was it the George is an angry girl? The one that was talking about like
I guess it would be about that.
Yeah.
Really. Cause I mean, this is like all about like the sunk cost fallacy.
Yes.
And it's like feeling like
yes,
you wasted too, or you spent too much time with someone and you don't want to move on.
Sunk cost, is that like an economy thing?
I think so, but right? Like I've only ever heard people use it about like this situation.
Oh, okay.
Women don't want to leave or men don't want to leave. It goes both ways. But
yeah, it makes so much sense. I think in like, I remember like high school econ learning that term where it's basically like if you already paid for something,
an investment.
Yeah, like you already paid. You can't take that cost into account when you're like making accounting for like something else. Like,
yeah,
like the cost of something, like you already paid for that. So you can't keep counting that.
And essentially like you invest in something and even if it's not working out, you feel like your investment is worth more than if you were to like abandon what you invested in.
Like you could just walk away.
Yeah.
Like that money is long gone. It's okay. It's kind of like if you buy food and it's gross, you don't have to finish it. You don't have to. You feel like, well, what a waste of money if I don't finish it.
Yeah, that's
like
sunk cost fallacy. There you go.
You already paid. Yeah, so that applies to relationships. Is like super eye-opening and important to keep in mind too. Yeah, because like going back to like being young and in a relationship and then not wanting to walk away years down the road because I already spent all these years with him, like all of my life, all of my youth. You know, it's never too late. Like, let it go if it's not working out for you.
Yeah, and I get that it could be hard because.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, like, easier said than done with that situation.
Yeah,
people absolutely get very comfortable and, like, and sometimes you just really love someone and it's hard to let it go.
Exactly. No, yeah, I've definitely been there. Always my advice for everyone for that is especially if someone keeps fucking up, is to just keep charging them money. I feel like it's literally only for people that can't walk away from something bad. Because, like, they're going to run out of money, so they're not worth it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what are they providing for you at that point other than headaches?
I mean, I always feel like people assume that they can't have all of the things that they want when it comes to that. And it's always like, because I always hear my friends being like, oh, I really like this guy, but he's not this or he's not good at this. And I'm like, okay, well, a third option, because they're always like, well, should I just stay with them and like hope that it gets better, or like find someone else or whatever. And I'm like, you could just find someone who has all the things that you want. Like, maybe they're not going to be perfect, but
yeah,
you don't have to settle as much as people think.
True. That is so true.
And also, maybe you are not settling, but you're like prioritizing the things that you want and need from someone. Like, if they are the person that makes you feel so loved and respected and it's reciprocal, maybe that's when you invest in like growing together. And like, maybe they don't have all the traits that you want, but you're not trying to change them, but you just want, you're like, okay, this is someone worth growing with, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard though.
Yeah. And like, pros and cons, like, you know, if you really love someone and it's something, it's kind of back to that neurotic thing, like, is it that deep, you know? But don't compromise like your standards and boundaries at the end of the day. But sometimes like it does take just some growing and nurturing each other. But I think that is like a healthy relationship when you're nurturing each other and helping each other grow. Like sometimes you're not going to be perfect immediately, you know, especially if you're younger, like there's a lot to learn.
Yeah. So. And I think like a lot of what this all boils down to is like people thinking things are so black and white and like it's my way or no way. Or it's his way or no one's way. And it's just,
yeah, it's gotta know never yourself. Black or white.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like as much as advice as like I can give or I hear, like at the end of the day, you can't take something and make it apply to your life all the time. Like everyone's situation is different. And yeah, especially going back to like the spiritual stuff, like take everything with a grain of salt. Like if it applies, okay. But like put your own thought and your own experience into it and like make sure that you can trust your intuition, because I feel like sometimes when they get sucked into this stuff, you like lose your intuition because all you have is like this like guidance from this new Jesus wannabe. Like, you need to be able to trust yourself at the end of the day, and that's why like I fuck with like the spiritual girlies that tell you that it's all within you. Mm-hmm. I think like I like that idea, you know, and like everyone can practice whatever they want, but like that's kind of like my brand of spirituality is like the whole like God, the universe, everything is within you, it's everywhere, you know, like not in like the narcissistic way, but in the way that like you can tap into that within yourself.
Yeah. And like you don't need to just follow what everyone says about whatever it is, because like everything applies differently.
Yes. Exactly. And I have like a random thing. This is like so like, it's not off topic, but I was like thinking about Kanye right now with the whole like I am God thing. And like I've been reading Animal Farm just because like I want to read more, but like I cannot sit my ass down and like focus. So I was like, okay, Animal Farm, this book's like 120 something pages. It's like so short.
Yeah.
But there was this one part I was reading where I was like, oh my God, it's like where one of the pigs, like they run off this other pig. They're like campaigning about like a windmill, like building a windmill to like have energy to like run all the stuff, whatever. They're getting like all political. And then one of the pigs, they run him off, the one that wanted to build the windmill. And then he like disappears. I haven't finished yet, so I don't know if he comes back. But I think his name is Snowball. And then the other one is Napoleon. And he's like, after he's gone, like a few weeks pass or whatever. And then he's like, actually, I wanted to build the windmill all along. Like it was like months later, and then all his followers are like, yeah, this was his plan all along, like the whole time he wanted to build the windmill, but he had to run off Snowball because Snowball was the bad influence and blah blah blah. And it just like reminded me of like literally Kanye and everyone trying to twist everything that he does into like this is his plan, this is his plan. Yeah, like it's people that idolize people too much. This is what y'all sound like.
I mean, and that's what's sad about that specifically is like I used to be a fan, and like graduation gave me so much inspiration to like drop out of school and like follow music and like pursue my dreams. But yeah, now it's just like I think that is what happens when you're struggling and you don't have anyone around you who is real with you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what like I felt really bad after watching the documentary. Did you watch his documentary? I forgot what it was called.
No, honestly, I've like written him off since like the first couple things that like started going on, and now to the point where it's like he's fully anti-Semitic. It's just
it's
like
crazy.
It's so unacceptable. It's honestly so disgusting and disturbing.
It's disturbing seeing people defend him. talking about, like, this is his plan all along to get out of his contracts, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, even if that was his plan, like, people think that's okay to be spreading that type of message.
And then also, like, all of the talk about it being, like, tied in with his mental illness, and it's like, like, yes, there are layers to, like, mental illness, and, like, not everything is one way or vice versa, but, like, it's not an excuse to just be blatantly anti-Semitic.
Yeah, no, it was, like, even that Gabby Hanna stuff. Like, she was, like, saying all this crazy shit, and everyone's like, oh, her, she's mentally ill, too. And it's like, why are people saying all this weird shit when they're having episodes? I think, like, that has to be in you already for you to be saying that.
Right, and, like, I guess I can't, it's hard to say because, like, I've never experienced, like, psychosis like that, but it just seems like there should be someone around these people.
Yeah.
Being like, look, even if you're struggling and you want to say this stuff, it's extremely detrimental and harmful.
Yeah,
and
like,
you
got to figure out a way.
And you have a huge platform. Let's not
huge
like say stuff that's going to influence people.
Yeah, and like that's why when I did watch the doc, is what I realized is he literally has nobody. Like, not a single soul. So, like, that's what, like, made it, like, kind of sad. Like, watching some episodes, like, or the second part, I think it's two parts, I don't remember, just made me so uncomfortable. There's this part where he's having a meeting with, like, these, like, three, like, white dudes or two of them, I don't know. And just seeing him talk crazy and seeing the way they're looking at him, like, people just still use him for business even though he's going through all this shit. It's, like, I felt so uncomfortable and just, like, sad for him. But, like, obviously all the shit is inexcusable. But, like, yeah, like you said, I've never gone through psychosis or anything either, but I've seen a lot of people talk about it on TikTok, like spiritual psychosis, like people talking about, like, when, like, they see angel numbers and basing their whole life around angel numbers, and that's so scary, and I can't imagine being in that whole mindset. But I was watching another video talking about, like, red flags for, like, words that are, like, for spiritual people. Was one of them was, like, the whole starseed thing. I was like, oh my god, and that makes so much sense because it gives people like this sense of like grandiose, and I don't know.
Oh, it's when crazy. I'm not gonna lie, that is one that when I see that, I'm always just like, okay. It's not that I don't believe in it, I just, when everyone that I've seen use it, it's just questionable.
It's like, but how do you know that you're, like, a starseed, you know? I haven't really looked into it, but I did on FKA Twigs mixtape. There's, like, a part where she has that astrology girl.
But I love her.
I love her so much. And I feel like it was more of, like, a satirical kind of little thing. Yeah. Even, like, that girl's voice, the astrologer, just, like, felt very, like, this is satire. I'm not sure. But there's a part she's like, it's a full moon tonight. Yeah. Like, when, like, something, blah, 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 like, the starseeds enter through the full moon energy, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, how do people know if they're a starseed?
I don't know, but I just feel like if you need to, like, create this sense of, like, otherness in this way, and you, like, don't want to be lumped in with, like, everyone else, sometimes it's coming from a place of, like, narcissism.
Yeah, that's true. Because I feel like they probably just preach it like, well, if you feel like you're meant for greater
things. And I've seen that. I've seen people be like, this is what it means. If you have this, this, and this, you're a starseed. And it's literally like, if you're creative, if you think you're special, if you think like this. And I'm like, those are all normal human emotions.
That's why I feel like it's so, like, just predatory on just, like, it's preying on people that want to be greater but are probably also vulnerable and, like, haven't reached, like, a level of being, like, making a name for themselves maybe, and just needing to cling onto something to give them hope. Mm-hmm. And, like, I like to take a little bit of everything and, like, learn from it. I like this and that, like, conspiracy theories, like, they're fun to me, but then you see how people get sucked into them.
Yeah,
like, when they take it too far, like, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. Like, my god, like, conspiracy theories, and, like, that's all leading to, like, all this anti-Semitic shit too. Like, a lot of them go back down to, like, anti-Semitism, and, like, I never really knew that, because, like, the ones that I liked were, like, with, like, the trees, mountains or trees. Have you seen that? It's so crazy. It blew my mind. Basically, mountains are old tree stumps of giant trees back in the day. Okay. So it leads to like Jack and the Beanstalk. Like, I like the fun ones. Like, okay. Yeah. I was like,
that's like not harmful to anyone.
Yeah. I haven't got that deep into it. So, like, I don't know. But I thought that was really cool. Cause then it's like showing pictures of like the tree stumps that turn kind of to rock. And like, they're small, but they look like mini mountains.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, this is fucking crazy. But yeah, so like, I'll entertain the ideas of the conspiracies. But the way people like, well, like, I'm sure you saw the people like going in on Doja Cat's party, the Illuminati cake and all that.
Yeah, I've seen.
Okay, so like, if all this is real, like, now what? Like, what do they want us to do? They say everyone's asleep if you don't believe it. Okay, I believe it.
Okay.
Now what? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, people are driving themselves crazy reading into everything and like just becoming psychotic about it. Like, people become paranoid over this shit. And like, yeah. I would rather just be a sheep than look into everything and have the CIA lock me up because I figured it out or something.
Yeah, and it does get scary. I've been in that place where, like, I'm so deep into conspiracy theories that I am scared of everything.
Dude, I remember in high school watching that video of, like, the industry, like, the music industry, like, the Illuminati shit.
Yeah.
I was so scared. I was like, there's bands outside my house, like, they're coming to get me over some YouTube video. Like, I don't know. I mean, that shit was fun. But I like being a little scared. It's just fun, but yeah, I can't imagine like continuing to look into that
in it being like just your life.
Yeah, have you seen that guy on TikTok that talks about like clones and like the famous people that's like wear masks of other famous people?
No.
Dude, it's so crazy. Like, who would he say? He said like Doja Cat is like Gucci man's wife or something. I was like, what are you talking about? And then they're saying like Kanye is Ray J and like somebody else, and like, and he's dead serious too.
I think the funny thing too is like being someone like new to kind of LA, but like I've been around circles with like these people, like people who might even have conspiracy theories about them, and like seeing like they're just normal people. And the funniest thing is like it's easy to believe that stuff when you like don't encounter these people.
Yeah.
And then it's just so hilarious because like even I've heard like things about like my relationship, like, oh, that's like PR, that's press.
Really?
I'm like, girl, first of all, do you think I have enough money to pay my boyfriend to be my boyfriend? Because you're wrong.
Oh my God.
Like, who's paying that for that? Not me.
I'm dead. What the hell?
But, you know, sometimes I guess stuff like that does happen, but.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's pretty hilarious when you, like, see it up close and you're like, this is a normal person.
And that's why I feel like with the whole Doja Cat with her cake, I feel like she was just trolling everybody because she knows how people love to talk. She was just like, give them something to talk about. Like, if I was famous, I would probably do a little shit like that. I was just talking about this with, like, April and Silent Chris. We're like, you know, like, music videos, if there's, like, the checkered floor, everyone's like, Illuminati. Like, I would just be throwing that shit everywhere just to get people talking. Like, there's people that make serious ass like content about this type of stuff. So I don't know. It's just, you can't be getting sucked into this. I guess that's the message, the theme of all this, and like spiritual psychosis and just conspiracy theories and religion, you know, like everything's fine if you're just like not crazy about it.
Just
I don't know.
Have discernment and like,
please.
No, kind of just have like a discernment and know that everything's not black and white.
Yeah, and especially for like spirituality and like religion, I think like the big thing to like maybe realize is like you have to do it for yourself. That's it. Like if you realize like you're out there like trying to suck other people in, like now you're a missionary, like that's weird. Like what are you doing? And like obviously like that's fine, there's like spiritual creators that help other people, but like when they're out there preaching like that some type of people are bad, that's weird, you know? Like,
yeah, there's so many different levels and layers, and people are so multifaceted and so dimensional. And like, you're not, I mean, good people do sometimes do bad, and I know it's even scary to say things sometimes, you're like, someone's gonna take this out of context, but like, that's the craziest part about, like, our internet culture is things are so, there's no room for, like, discernment or, like, gray.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes good people do shitty things. Sometimes bad people do good things. And yes. Sometimes people aren't bad or good.
Yeah, I think that's like the biggest thing. It's like people aren't their actions.
So yeah, and sometimes they are. Maybe yeah, there's some things some people that are real like shitty,
right? But yeah, we shouldn't crucify people for saying or doing anything. Like kind, as long as you're growing and learning,
People learn, let people change and grow. Sometimes you really don't know better, and you need someone to tell you you fucked up.
I think especially for younger people, because like if I would have had access to social media when I was like in high school, like. That is so scary for me to think about. Like,
and
Lord.
So many people, I think young people are so scared to, like, of everything they say because they don't want to get it taken out of context. They don't want to get canceled. And it's scary because it's, like, people are afraid to make mistakes. And that's, like, how you kind of grow sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, like, high school. Like, holy shit.
But, like, you're a human being, and you're going to make mistakes, and even though it feels like the end of the world and it's so scary, like, if you use it as an opportunity to just do better or learn and, like, give yourself some grace, you're not, probably not a horrible person, like.
Exactly. I think if you're, like, learning, willing to learn, and, like, genuinely, like, apologizing, like, when you look at Kanye and his apologies and then how he goes on to say other things, I'm like, this man is not learning. It's sad.
Yeah, I think, I mean, after like the first kind of like huge scandal where you're like saying something like dangerous.
Yeah, it's scary. But all right, let's see what else. So I had seen a tweet, I sent it to you. It's crazy. Okay, she said, my single 60 plus year old mother needs a man. She's super lonely. This is why I'm so against telling women it's okay to grow old and alone. Do not grow old and alone. It's not a pretty sight to see. Let's talk about it. So let's talk about it. Imagine saying that about your mom online.
Like, you would not say that to her face. You would not say that to your mother.
I feel like she would. Maybe not, though.
You would call your mom not a pretty sight to see. I guarantee you're not saying that to her. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. This is, like, pick me energy. So usually I have, to like, the max. Pick me patrol segment. So this is it. This is her. This is pick me. And, like, this is the crazy thing about pick me's is, like, they can be picked, quote-unquote picked already and still be out here, like, saying shit. Like, girl, you got picked. Why are you still
pick me crusaders?
Yeah, like they're just, I don't, it's crazy to me. And I saw a lot of people kind of replying and being like, okay, if your mom is lonely, maybe that's because what are you doing? Why aren't you being there for your mom instead of shitting on her? Because I think telling people that they should be scared to grow old and alone is a lot worse.
Also, like, did she tell you that she needs a man and she's super lonely? Like, maybe she did, but if she didn't and you're just assuming that, like, that's kind of crazy.
Exactly. Like, how do you know it's a man specifically that she needs? Because maybe she is lonely.
Maybe she wants her kids around
her. Why aren't you hanging out with her?
But you're busy tweeting about
her. Maybe she wants friends. Exactly. Like, do something. Do something. God, yeah. So that is the Pick Me Patrol. My message is always, like, friendship is, like, so important. Mm-hmm. Like, always cultivate friendship around you, because even if you are married, like, the older you get, like, someone's gonna die first. Like, that's sad to think about, like, God. But yeah, like, you should have friends, because even if you are married, like, hello, your husband could die. Like, now what?
And it's also just important to have, like, different support systems for other things.
Exactly. Like, you can't only rely on your husband.
Yeah, but so. I think where she says, this is why I'm so against telling women it's okay to grow old and alone, is so wild, because it's like, there are a lot of women who are fulfilled and live lives single.
Yeah, I always see stuff about, like, the happiest demographic is single, childless women.
Yeah.
So the math ain't mathin'.
And it's like, this is what happens every time someone tries to create a rule that is supposed to go across a whole gender.
Yes.
It's not how it works, because people are different, and you can't just apply one rule to the entire, like.
It's so judgy.
Yeah.
Like, she's just judging. And it's just like, if you want to be old and alone, okay. If you want to have a partner, if you want to have friends, okay. Like, do what you want. But, like, again, like, why push that mentality onto other people and judge them based on how, like, you want to live your life, you know? Yeah. So that's, like, that's just Bible for everything for the episode.
Do what you want to do. Yeah, period.
Don't push it on anybody else. Don't judge anybody based on any other standards or anything else like that. So let's play your song one more time. Oh, just yay. For fun. All alone in my room, wonder where you are. In the dark, where it starts, hoping that you call. I lay in bed, you're in my head, what's been going on? I think that I just miss you. I get a little crazy when you're on the road, fighting with you even though I know I'm wrong. Getting self-destructive when you're gone and I've been alone for way too long. Way too long.
I get so awkward hearing my music in front of other people.
I'm like, I don't know how to like react to that. Like, I'm like, what do I do with my hands? I know. I feel you. I feel the same way whenever like April will be editing like some of like my video stuff. I'm like,
yeah.
Turn it off. No, but it's so good. It's so catchy. Thank you. So excited. It's dropping tonight in the future.
And thanks for having me. This was fun.
Thank you. Yes, thank you everybody for sticking around. Make sure to go follow Almond Milk Honey with the almond. Okay, cool.
Anyway, you want to say it's
saying it wrong the whole time. Okay, I say almond. Yeah, and listen to her new song "Miss You." And where can everybody follow you?
At Almond Milk Honey on Instagram. I think my at on TikTok is it's Almond Milk Honey, and then Almond Milk Honey on everywhere else, streaming platforms, YouTube, everything.
Sounds good. So excited for the album. Everybody will be keeping an eye and an ear out. Do you have like around a date you plan or just?
Just next year.
Just next year. Okay. I love it. All right. And everyone, you can follow me at Ash_Friday on Instagram and Simpin After Dark on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And follow my Spotify playlist on at Simpin After Dark also. Actually, that one's by Ashley M91 with two Y's. I found like another playlist that copied my name and all the songs, but it was not me. So Ashley M91. All right. Thank you again for coming on.
It was fun.
And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.